was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Tom on Resurrect the Republic. You're listening to the RBN Network, and thanks for joining us tonight. I'm joined by Keith Jones from Kansas, the heartland. And if you'd like to chip in and participate in the show, always feel free to call in. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Feel free to join us tonight. So, Mike, can you play one more time at the top of this hour here for everybody in case we have a new crew coming in, that we the clip from Obushma funding ISIS?
Was moving slowly, but the fall of Ramadi has galvanized the Iraqi government. So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province.
Great. Fantasticals. We're funding ISIL and ISIS. And meanwhile, there's people running around saying, oh, we got to watch out for ISIS and watch out for ISIL. That's amazing. I'm going to look up the definition of ISIS in my dictionary, and I think I know what's coming, but I'm going to do that in a minute. Why don't I remind people that if you'd like to support Tom, please go to resurrecttherepublic.com. That's resurrecttherepublic.com. If you wish to support Eric, go to courtroomwatch.org. That's courtroomwatch.org. .org, and we thank you for your support. Talk show hosts make nothing. Their time is donated. We count on donations to keep putting as much time as we can into our political and activist efforts. Tom's a reporter. I'm an activist in the courts. I do a ton of courtroom observing, and I can, if you value the information you get from what I've observed, which is that the judicial vicar and the vicar general are the true power behind the courts in every community in this nation, in every state, in every county, and in every town. Look one up online. There's one in a city near you, folks. And we'll open up the Vicar General thing again in a little while.
Finish my comment, and I'll let you look up your deal for ISIS while you're doing that?
Thank you, Keith.
All right, we'll start off with the 1040 form, which is the deal for IRS. Now, you have to understand, folks, anyone that's involved with the government at any level is public. Now, they're a public servant. Okay, so that means we have a right to request that. And if we want to be real bears, we could also require their income tax refund or their income tax when they file, because they are a public servant. We are the ones who pay their salary. I don't care if you want to talk from the CEO of this country to a law enforcement officer. I don't care if you want to talk about the janitor who does the mopping up in the courthouse. He's still a public servant. Okay, so we have the right to ask. A good example is judges that when you go in to do a tax deal, when you've been charged with tax evading tax or whatever, these judges get a $30,000 kickback from IRS. Never claimed on their taxes. Never. Okay?
Yeah.
And to reinforce that is there was an amendment that the last official amendment that's constitutional is a law, what we call Law 13th Amendment, that talks about bankers and lawyers. And in it states very clearly, anybody who is a public servant, they're not to be compensated for being a public servant. Now, that makes it pretty clear. So if they're collecting money, that means they're doing two things. They're extortion and it's racketeering. That goes back to the RICO Act, that they pass, again, using their law against themselves. It's all yours now.
Very interesting. That's RICO.
Yep.
Racketeering and conspiracy.
Yep.
Let me just turn one more page here. And here
Which,
we go.
By the way, just for everybody's benefit, Billary and Hillary have both already warned in the Sixth Court of Florida, as we speak, warrants, not waiting for them to come in, actual warrants for RICO under extortion and racketeering. Now, why are they not being arrested?
Well, we know the answer
to
that.
I should say they should also have three other international warrants. George Soros has got an international warrant. George Jr.'s got an international warrant. I can go on. Several of these people, why are they not being arrested?
Let me read you, and I've done this before, so I had the pages marked. This will not be a surprise to me, but I think it's going to be quite a bit enlightening to many of our listeners. I opened up my American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language. I figured I'd see exactly what Isis was, and I knew it was a Greek goddess, And of course. So there, and then I looked, but there's Isis 1 and Isis 2. And so they write the ISIS out with a capital I and a little one next to it, and then they write it out all again, a whole other word, but exactly the same spelling with a capital I-S-I-S. So there's an ISIS 1 and an ISIS 2. I'm like, huh. So I look at ISIS 1, and it says, an ancient Egyptian goddess of fertility and sister and wife of Osiris. Did you get that? She married her brother. Okay, it's an ancient Egyptian goddess of fertility who married her brother. And then it says Isis 2. See Oxford. So it says go see Oxford, S-E-E, and then the word Oxford. So I went over to Oxford. Get this, people. Oxford with a capital O. Thinking, oh, it's England, right? Okay. So it says, yep.
Yeah, it's a well-known school in England, yeah.
Yeah, right, where all the MI6 graduates come from.
Yeah.
And the bankers. Okay, so here it says here, the county seat. I heard an alert there. Boy, we must be doing something right. That was not on my end, if anybody else heard that. So we have Oxford, the county seat of Oxfordshire, England, mm-hmm. on the Thames, locally called Isis, 52 miles northwest of London, site of Oxford University, population 109,000. Let me just read that again. It says the county seat, Oxford is the county seat, that means the center of the county, of Oxfordshire, England, on the Thames, that's a river, okay, so it's sitting on the Thames River, and then in parentheses it says locally called, quote, Isis, end quote, Isis with a capital I, as in the Egyptian fertility goddess who married her brother, and which name they're not, don't forget, all the MI6 and intelligence officers at the highest level out of London come out of Oxford University. And so there it is. They call Oxford ISIS locally, and that's the name they're using for this made-up army of mercenaries that a whole bunch of either useful idiots or people who are working for the enemy are claiming are Muslims and Islamic extremists, and that's a bunch of crap. These are giant intelligence agency operations at the top, and they hire as many mercenaries as they can. And yeah, there'll be some fanatics out there who come in thinking it's a Muslim thing. Like the FBI, they set up these organizations, and the mentally unstable or the people who have, who really are, will gravitate to. Very rarely, though, they're lucky if they can find one or two. It's usually a stretch, and they have to stimulate them with either psychotropic drugs or hypnosis, and that's how so many of these shooters are coming up, mentally unstable, but pulling off these perfect mass killings. Anyway, so Oxford is the county seat of Oxfordshire, England. It's on the Thames River. It's locally called ISIS, 52 miles northwest of London, site of Oxford University. That's where MI6 all graduates come from, and population 109,000, and that was at the time of this dictionary printing. So how do you like that? ISIS is proper ISIS with a capital I, spelled exactly the same as the Egyptian fertility goddess who married her brother. So I thought that was pretty out there. And it just goes to show you how deep this goes. They're always playing the name game, and they're always playing the numerology game, hence 9-1-1. Keith, you want to make some comments?
Well, I'm just going to make the comment again, though. It also proves, all wars are bankers' wars. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, yeah, it's a university, but, I mean, who comes out of the university? It's all bankers, primarily. So, again, they're supporting both sides of it so they can make money out of both ends of it. No matter what happens or how it happens, they still get their chunk of the change, if you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, we're in a situation where so-called the pyramid is out for number one, and that's themselves and how much money they can take and leave us enslaved. And the other thing I want to try to, I should pick up on this, I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it, is we have to understand the big key that they leave us enslaved with is the 14th Amendment. 14th, 15th, and 16th Amendment. Folks, we've got to learn and understand that these amendments were never ratified. Never. I've got documents sitting here of actual of proof of it. All right? So that means if we're not a 14th Amendment person, that means we're no longer a federal or a U.S. citizen. We are still a citizen of the state or where we are at. Okay? And as soon as we get to understand that, we strip them of their power as far as leaving us enslaved. And as soon as we become enslaved, well, then we can start stepping on their toes, because now we can sit down. And the comment I made earlier with the lawyers, if we can't get to them one way, let's start rippling the lawyers and understand that they have no power here. We start ripping them, where are they going to go? The Victor General and all these guys are going to lose control, because that's where their control is at. They go back to the lawyers and say, this isn't, but we start saying, the attorneys realize they have no power because we realize they have no jurisdiction here. What happens? Things start falling apart. But take
up that circles right
the pinched people to do it.
Yes, sir. Now, as I'm in the dictionary here, just giving you all, this is not my speculation. I just read the definition of ISIS. One was an Egyptian fertility goddess who married her brother, and the other one said, "See Oxford." And here it said, just like I just read to people, It's locally called ISIS. They're calling the local people call their town ISIS, and it's after the Egyptian fertility goddess. The exact same spelling, capital I, small s I s, the identical word. There's no other definition. They're calling their town ISIS based on the Egyptian goddess. So they're all comfortable with it there. And right on top of Oxford, or right under Oxford, the very next word in the dictionary says, get this, Oxford Movement, a movement within the Church of England that originated at Oxford University in 1833. It sought to link the Anglican Church more closely to the Roman Catholic Church. Compare Tractarianism. Did you get that? And it's 1833. They've been trying to link the Church of England and the Church of Rome. So when I tell you that it's the Church of England and the Vatican, and along with the Rothschild bankers, who were basically the financiers and the currency printers, they got everything. They got the courts. They got it all. They got the bar, of course, and then that means you have the courts because, once again, the judge is a member of the bar, the district attorney is a member of the bar, the defense attorney is a member of the bar, the public defender is a member of the bar. How are you going to get a fair shake when they're all members of the same club? So hey, okay, we got a caller, Dave in Nevada. Come on in, Dave.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I missed a little bit about what you were saying. I heard you talking about Oxford and ISIS, and I didn't hear the whole thing, but it kind of piqued my interest because, ironically, I was reading something about Ian Fleming, the guy who did James Bond.
Sure.
He was he was a member of MI6. And he was the one that basically gave the blueprint to the OSS as to how to build the CIA. The CIA was actually it was masterminded by British intelligence because they already had their own CIA, which was the MI6. And Ian Fleming right. was the one that gave the blueprint to. I believe it was Wild Bill Donovan and whoever the president was at the time. I think it was FDR or Truman. So that's where we get our CIA from. And
great. Yeah, keep going.
This is also tied in with how these intelligence agencies are tied in with ISIS because. I believe that these guys, this ISIS group, they can't function without the intelligence agencies. And there was a recent article on, I think it was Zero Hedge. There are about 10 ISIS training camps in the United States, kind of like sprinkled on the West Coast and the East Coast. And apparently there's knowledge of it, but there's no action being taken of it. So that's very interesting. And
your number is low. There's actually 35 ISIS training camps here in this country.
Right.
Okay. And the first thing and the second thing reiterate here, what you're saying about is true about CIA. What originally happened in the second year, you can go through, there's a lot of steps in here, but basically the second year FDR was president, he actually formed what we call the FBI. It was originally set up as a G-man to do the untouchables for the Prohibition era, for Capone and Dillinger and all these guys, okay, to bring down all the alcohol deal, the bootlegging. Okay, well, they couldn't do it because they had no intelligence. So the argument went then, and that about the fourth year, toward the end of his first term. Now, you can remember, FDR did four terms legally. So almost the end of his first term, he said, well, let's deal. And that's when that was the split between first and second war. And so that's when what you're talking about with the deal with Germany. About that same time was when Hitler started coming in and Stalin in that era, and that's when they started forming the SOS group, and that's when they kicked up the idea of putting up the CIA through FDR. And ever since that, this is what, again, but see, it's all going back to the monarchy. It all goes back to the Vatican. And this is something that people do. It all goes back to Babylonian, and if you study far enough back, it actually goes back to the Temple of Baal. And this is what, it's a vicious circle, all the way over and over and over, and it's just, we allow it to happen. I'm sorry.
With the Oxford movement in 1833 here, you know, they've had plenty of time now to link those two churches together. So it is a unified front. Back to you, Dave.
What was I going to say? I don't know if you guys actually mentioned this earlier, but the recent shooting in Fort Lauderdale, that guy, the vet, I forgot his name. He was from Alaska. He was from Alaska, and apparently he was around an ISIS training camp. That's where he was from.
That wouldn't surprise me none.
Yeah, so it just seems like if these shootings involving these quote unquote Muslims, whether they're Muslim or not, I don't know, but they have to be these shootings, these false flag shootings, have to be planned and hatched somewhere, and so they have to be. It has to be taking place here on these training camps, the one in San Bernardino, the one in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, but you're right. Rhythm, but I think the actual planning comes from higher levels in the intelligence agencies, where their actual offices are, I guess. Well, they left Langley there in Colorado Springs.
Right. Well, that's where I mentioned last night, too, is that one of the head players of this whole thing, I don't know how far the war, back to Civil War, the guy named Albert Pike, who wrote a book called Morals and Dogma from the Freemasonry, he had a prophecy, and he sat down and said there'd be a war, World War One, World War Two. And the third war would be if the men of God would stand up, is the only way we're going to beat Islam or ISIS, however you want to say it. And this is where we are at this point in time, is if we don't want to stand, and this is why the brotherhood, as they call from Islam, is so powerful. We've got Egypt. What did Egypt do? They kicked the brotherhood out. They lost 40,000 people out of it, but they freed their country. You go to Russia. Russia won't even let Islam in, let alone anything to do with ISIS. They just kicked the Rothschild out, okay? Because they're trying to get that whole country taken and do what they're supposed to with it. Putin's made very common knowledge that he wants to turn it into a republic-free country of Christian base, okay? So we have a country that's trying to do the right thing. Otherwise, what's our problem? We're supposed to be the leader. I'll be quiet.
Yeah, and here's something, an angle that I don't think people have really thought about is the BLM, the Black Lives Matter. I believe that the BLM is ultimately going to morph and kind of integrate with ISIS. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the black males they're ripe for conversion into Islam right now because of all the problems going on in the inner city. And there's already a history of people like Malcolm X and other. There's always been a black Muslim movement in the United States. It just hasn't been launched yet, so to speak. And I think
Farrakhan was. Farrakhan is a big one right now. That's the big push for Islam for the African American people.
Right, right. Yeah, I forgot about Farrakhan. So there's that too. I think the Black Lives Matter thing is going to take on a whole new dimension in this country, because if you look at a lot of the refugees that they're shipping in, they're basically black people, and once that gets latched onto the black community in the United States, it's going to be hard to tell the difference.
Well, see, again, though, Dave, this is where I keep going back to. I know I harp on it, but this is, and Eric and I have talked about this very thoroughly off the air even, is the only way we're going to beat this thing is one way, and that is take and do what we call self-governing county, because in that charter we can dictate what we want to do, okay? And one of the things you can do is, if you're Islam, you're not welcome, because you're not a religion. It's a democracy. Okay, first thing. Second thing is, if you're illegal, you're not welcome here, because even that, And even if we do go back to original laws within this country, there's actually a law that still stands from 1805, which was the immigration law, which is the it was the government law. It was the republic law, so it still stands to this day. So unless you qualify under that, guess what, folks? You can be shipped out back to your country. I mean, but this is the thing we've got to do is take and use the knowledge that we can gather as a group of people and take and bring it all together. That's why we've sat down, and Eric and I have talked about several occasions on this program, is we need 4 square miles, okay? That's 640 acres per mile. That makes up 1 square mile. We need 4 of those, okay? Then we can sit down and claim that, and then from there start expanding. We can put up a peace flag because we're no longer under war as the flag that we are flying now, because that's Amara law. We fly a peace flag, that means we have common law. We can sit out and do what we need to. And I've made the comment to a couple of people, what we need to do is find a county where there's a FEMA camp, and we can do everything right out of FEMA camp. And you can understand that you can have a common law. Now, I know it's a long stretch, but I'm being a little erratic or facetious here. But I can hold common law court at McDonald's if I wanted to. So there's nowhere, I don't need to have a courtroom and go to the courthouse to have court. Okay, if you go back to the era, what's his name, Judge Roy Beam, you follow, and there's actual programming. Where did he hold his court? In the bar. He closed the bar. He had his trial. Nothing more needs to be said. And this is what we got to do, though, folks. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know too much. I mean, that's really, you know, interesting. I'm not familiar with. I heard your blueprint or the plan, I guess, on one of the other shows, and it's. I hope we get to that stage where we can pull something off like that. It's just troublesome where we're at right now. So, yep. And I'm kind of concerned about Tom. First of all, that's kind of my main concern at this point. But I think it's really it's really baby steps right now. So I just kind of I kind of wanted to comment on what you guys were talking about earlier today with these agencies. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, you finished.
I just wanted to comment about these agencies because they're really not. They're not like the CAA is not really. It's not even a governmental agency. It's completely. It's like the Federal Reserve is completely independent.
Completely privatized, everything is. Yeah, I think we have a break coming up. So, hey, Dave, thanks very much. We appreciate you calling in. You're right. The agencies are illegitimate. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're going to redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down. Don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, my friends. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on Resurrect the Republic on the RBN Network. Thanks for joining us, continuing on through the second hour. I wanted to give out some numbers to call to keep the pressure on the sheriff who's holding Tom and the vicars who could very easily facilitate his release. The sheriff holding Tom on a U.S. Marshal's courtesy hold. Yes, it's called a courtesy hold. And that's how they sugarcoat it, to make the sheriff comfortable with holding Tom. The sheriff is under no lawful obligation to hold Tom. He's not accused of doing anything that can show a victim. And Tom is not being provided bail, even though both the state and federal constitutions provide that bail shall be provided to the accused unless in time of capital offense, and Tom is certainly not accused of having any capital offense. He's accused of sitting in a hotel room that had a gun in it. That's it. Victimless crime. The sheriff is Byron Trapp. That's Byron Trapp of Lane, L-A-N as in Nancy, E, Lane County, Oregon. It's where Eugene is. His number is 541-682-4150. I encourage people to keep calling and don't give up, because the more pressure we put on him, the quicker Tom's going to get released. we can have the best paperwork in the world, but only public activism is going to free Tom. That's the only thing these people respect. I found from my extensive activism, public pressure trumps paperwork every time, and it's essential. And if there's enough of it, Tom will end up going free. So the public really has to complain about his incarceration. The true reason they're holding him is because they don't want him covering the Cliven Bundy trial. And being on this radio show right now, giving you information about what's going on in Nevada with Cliven Bundy, Pete Santilli, and now it's Tom. They're holding him, and this is really the reason why they picked him up. He was no threat to public safety. He had no players. There was no investigation or any evidence that he was going to do anything. They simply came in the room, started poking around, and found a gun nearby, and they're claiming that that is possession, which it is not. Possession requires actual holding. Don't let the government get away with the lie that constructive possession means you can have guns nearby. Proximity is not possession. So Sheriff Byron Trapp's number is 541-682-4150. The judicial vicar, Pat Brennan, and the vicar general, Keith Smith, are all can be reached at the same number, 503-234-5334. That's 503-234-5334. Those are the vicars. We need to call them because those are the men behind the courts. Keith, do you have any comments for us?
No, not right now.
Okay, I'll continue on. So, people, we need to get Tom out. Tom needs to go free. What do you say when you call these entities, these jailers and these vicars? Ask them, where's the sworn affidavit from a victim of Tom's offense? Who was hurt by Tom sitting in a hotel room that had a gun in it? So ask them, where's the victim? Show the victim to this crime, or let him go. Tell them the state cannot be a victim. Tell them we know the state cannot be a victim, and they're perpetrating a fraud upon the court and a fraud upon the people. We command that they do the right and godly thing and let Tom go. They're trafficking in human flesh. He's being unlawfully jailed for doing absolutely nothing, like so many people. Once again, the state cannot be a victim. Society cannot be a victim. It's a fictitious entity. This is why I'm really worried about some of the people coming into this new administration. They can play by that ball game. Keep the money going to the military, make it bigger, more money, or at least keep it the same. If they can keep the drug war going, they can keep the title to people's property in the county courthouse and give everybody a deed and charge them rent in the form of property taxes, and they can claim the state can be a victim. They can keep the tyranny going under almost any, and that doesn't matter if you build a wall. Doesn't matter if a few factories come home. Doesn't matter if we're prosperous or not. Those things will kill the country. The military-industrial complex expansion. The fifth one would be keep the three-letter agencies going. What in God's name are we doing? Is Trump doing appointing what do they call it? The director of the Department of Homeland Gestapo. I thought we're supposed to take the pen out, and by executive order, eliminate that whole agency. Just do it. They've done so much by executive order. Time to do something right, do something quality. What are we doing legitimizing the whole Nazi Gestapo thing? It doesn't do anything but pursue patriots. Set up, take people out for, they're working on drug cases and the drug war here in Rochester. They're going around to do currency and commerce violations and tell a woman they can't sell this toy because China's got the patent on it, and you don't have the right permit to sell it. They're doing everything that they were not supposed to be doing and nothing that they are supposed to be doing, like keeping us safe. It's a giant scam, and their budget is so huge. It's second only to the Pentagon. And it's an obscene amount of money, and if you look into the Inspector General's investigation on travel, when they opened up the books, they found out that the DHS were spending $100,000 a day for a hotel complex in New York to have a party. They were going to islands and partying for $70,000. They were going to taking trips to Thailand and all these other places and charging it. They were going out to lunch and charging it to the taxpayer.
It's a giant, just a giant scam. I know someone personally who had a DHS person laugh and say, yeah, we're going on this cruise and all this other stuff. We're paying for it. And then about all they do is set up Patriots. They pretty much do what the FBI does, which is nothing good for national security, nothing to do with that. It's a private enterprise, the cover squad for the bankers, and it's a Patriot persecution program, as we're seeing with Tom. Patriot persecution, nothing but. Tom's not a threat to society. He was doing this radio show and minding his own business and having a good, getting information out there and providing all kinds of enlightenment and enjoyment for many people. And he gets scooped up there. I mean, what threat to society was Tom LaCavara? It's absurd. So this, I'm really worried about what's coming down the pike here, that we're going to see the same old military-industrial complex, the same old drug war, the same old three-letter agencies, DHS and FBI, and we got to get rid of them all. It's the only way the Republic's going to survive. You can't keep the CIA. The CIA is completely, all it's doing now is running a propaganda campaign claiming that Russia's hacking our election. We know that's a lie. So the three-letter agencies are completely, I don't want to use the word obsolete, they've absolutely turned treasonous. And they're not serving any type of national interest or any interest of the people who live here. It's just become a giant totalitarian nightmare. They all governments become that way unless people really pay attention and have a hands on their steering wheel of their local county and town government, because that's really where the fix is. Top down can only do so much. And we're not getting much from the top anyway. So once again, buy local, fix local. The fix is at your county level. Like Keith said, a self-governing county where you set your own constitutional charter up. If you have 4 square miles, you can initiate a process of having your own county. But you have to pay attention to your freedom. If people want to sit back and have everybody else do their governing for them, we run into this problem that we're in. This is why activism. I say people get active. Get down to the courthouse, hand out jury nullification flyers. If you go to the website, there's one up there in a PDF file. We have a couple of neat things you can hand out and a right to record with your cameras. If you're in the 9th or 11th Circuit, just go to courtroomwatch.org. That's courtroom, C-O-U-R-T-R-O-O-M, watch, W-A-T-C-H, courtroomwatch.org. We've got a whole bunch of PDF files up there that should be downloadable, where you can just print out these an info flyer to distribute at the courthouse. There's habeas corpuses up there. Learn how to do a habeas corpus. They're very simple, one page. In case you ever get incarcerated, it's a powerful document. They're not very long. You don't want them long. You want to keep your paperwork simple. One or two pages. First of all, the judges never look past the first couple of paragraphs anyway. That's number one. And number two, it's all about loopholes for them and traps for us. So the more you go on, the more you're going to set traps for yourself, the more you're going to give them loopholes to say, oh, whoops, look, you didn't do this right. You didn't word that properly. You switched this or that. You didn't put your punctuation. They'll find all kinds of procedural reasons to reject paperwork and all kinds of things. Now, they have a very difficult time rejecting the right to record letter that we have at Courtroom Watch. So if you're in the 9th Circuit or the 11th Circuit, those are usually the West Coast courts, you want to capitalize on the right to record public proceeding letter. And you just put I in your name, one of the people, I'm of full age and willing to testify, respectfully require the court of so-and-so, and you write the judge's name in. I require the court honor and enforce my right to video record in a discreet and non-disruptive manner these public proceedings on public property pursuant to the following two case precedents, and one is Fordyce versus the City of Seattle, F-O-R-D-Y-C-E versus Seattle, and the other one is Smith, S-M-I-T-H, versus the City of Cumming, C-U-M-M-I-N-G. And the Seattle is the 9th Circuit, the City of Cummings in the 11th Circuit. And they both say very briefly, the First Amendment protects the right of the public to record matters of public interest on public property. And the Smith case also says, and specifically a right to record what public officials do on public property. And then with a couple more sentences, you sign it. And if you're in the 9th or the 11th Circuits, that covers a great chunk of our listening audience, you need to submit and you have to go into court, even if it's for a small thing. Get your cameras in there. And these federal court case precedents are going to lock them in. They don't respect them in New York. We're not in those circuits. So, under their rules, they almost always honor previous court cases. Of course, that's if you're an attorney, they honor the court case. But if one of us comes up with it, they like to dishonor it and come up with some obscure, made-up judicial procedure that they claim trumps this 9th and 11th Circuit cases. But if you're in the 9th or 11th Circuit, it's almost a slam dunk. Very difficult for them to squirm out of it in those two jurisdictions. 9th Circuit, Seattle, 11th Circuit, City of Cumming. And it's very clear. So I just wanted to encourage our listeners who are in the 9th and 11th Circuits to submit a very brief request. I hate to use the word request because you don't want to request your rights. You want to respectfully require. I respectfully require the court honor and enforce my right to video these proceedings, these public proceedings on public property. And you stating that it's public property now. They want to claim it's private property. Let's see them do that one. So we know that's really kind of what they do when they incorporate, but it's tough for them to admit it. So in those two jurisdictions, they'll usually honor cameras in the court, and that's the one thing they're really afraid of. So a lot of cases tend to go bye-bye, and they'll either work something out or they don't really like the cameras. So it gives you a better chance of getting off if you have cameras coming in the court, period. So there's that. And Keith, do you have any comments before I continue on to the end of the show?
Well, I'm just going to make a quick comment. What we need to do, Eric, is try and see if we can find out who are the people who took Tom from wherever to Oregon, if it was FBI or whatever. And we should might think about a phone blitz to try to get a hold of those people in the FBI and have them understand there is no charter for the FBI that makes them liable and the possibility of being charged with kidnapping individually, not under court, under the FBI itself, but as a individual. That is a federal charge at that point in time. They might get a little, shot or put a little fear in them, if you know what I'm saying. Go ahead.
You're exactly right, Keith. Yeah. Here's the thing. You're exactly right on all your points. They are breaking the law. They are illegitimate. They should be in prison. But there's very few, if any, enforcers in the system who are willing to follow through with lawful orders to have a public official arrested. I mean, once again, it's why the common law or the citizen grand jury, an independent grand jury where the people get together on their own, because the district attorney is never going to prosecute the local judge. He's never going to prosecute the chief of police. They're all in it together. I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's the way they operate, the way they roll. They do business as a club, as a gang. They circle the wagons. Both political, I've heard people tell me, well, the Democrats, are here and the Republicans would love to get a chance to boot. And as if the two parties were really fighting each other. When the hits the fan, they unify. I mean, anybody in public office, doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, they circle the wagons and they protect each other. The three main tenets of the New York Bar are, number one, protected. This is what you have to swear to if you're going to be an attorney in New York. Yeah. Number one, protect the judge. Number two, protect the opposing attorney. And number three, serve the client. You're last on the list. So that's why, again,
I made a comment that we need you to self-governing county. We need to find a piece of land that includes a FEMA camp. And they're going to sit here and say you can't. Well, excuse me, but who paid for that FEMA camp? Last time I checked, that was public money, tax money that went into that. That makes it public, folks. Okay? That means we have a right to incorporate that into a self-governing county. They may argue, but it's a useless argument on their behalf. And then from there, we can do everything from there if we need to. Because you have all the facilities you need right there.
And there really will be no need for a judge if there's a true crime.
No.
You're going to elect your own sheriff if you have a self-governing county. You're going to elect somebody who's going to adhere to the common law and the constitutional standard. He should be, most sheriffs in the older days, even when there was population, you know, large populations, they didn't really have a lot to do until all this statutory stuff came out, starting in the late 20s and early 30s, mm-hmm. right at the time of the rise of Nazism. United States yeah. under FDR basically went under socialism and communism. Mm-hmm. And look at the thousands and thousands of regulations and regulatory mm-hmm. governors and authorities that he set up to rule over the people. It was they knew it was going to be a long process. Cool. Like asset seizure and forfeiture that I was complaining about before. This was set up to be for the little guy. It wasn't set up by well-intentioned buffoons who screwed up and they just made a mistake. And boy, they really don't know what they're doing, man. They're so incompetent. No, they're not. They know exactly what they're doing. Even the enforcers, they really know it. They just won't admit it because then they got to face their conscience.
That's why I say there's only 12 volumes. It's a 12-volume set for common law. That's it. And most of that, if you sit down and read it, is simply procedure of how to do the court. It's not laws, it's how to proceed to do the actual trial. There's only probably about half of that is only out of the law. So, I mean, when you do common law, it's very simple, straightforward, you know, very easy to do. And most trials that we would have are not even criminal trials, they're civil trials because there is no injured party. I use the example when I talk to people about self-governing. Let's say a person comes into a bank, has no gun, no nothing. He just walks in, gives a teller a note, and says it's a robbery. Okay? And she gives her money. He walks away. No one's hurt because nothing's been done. He merged into society for 20 years. Someone finally figures out who he is. Now, under corporate law, he'd be charged with how many crimes? Under common law, he goes to civil court. They work out a deal. It's all done because there is no injured party.
Yep.
Simple, easy, and he can go on with his life.
Great point. No victim, no crime.
Yep.
Who did Tom victimize? Every night you're on this radio show.
That's why I asked, was there two things. Was the gun visible? Okay. If they were there as visible, okay, I understand. But if they had to move something, now the burden of proof comes on them. That meant they had to plan it in order to be able to find it.
Yeah, well, hey, listen. Let them come to me
and sit down and show me that they did not plan it. The burden of proof, put the burden of proof on their shoulder. Because you squeeze them, they say they're going to cry.
Well, you know, and I don't even care. I don't even care if he was, if it was near him, or even if it was in his hand. Who is victimized by anybody having a? This is not about public safety. I'm watching it happen in DWI and DUI cases as well. They're stretching everything into a felony now to do with alcohol. Once again, we're pretty much back under prohibition, even though it was repealed. I mean, these DUI laws, you can gargle with Listerine and blow over on the breathalyzer test. I mean, that's how they've lowered the standard. I just had someone recently who refused the blood test. He was clearly not intoxicated, and they're charging him for and they're not charging him with refusal to comply with the test. They're charging him with DWI, even though he refused the test, and they have absolutely no evidence against him. They're just making up the crime that they have no evidence of, and saying, "Well, you didn't comply with our commands to give us your body fluid." So now we're going to charge you with the crime that we're guessing you may have committed. That's scary. That's pre-crime. That's what's going on all over the country. It's no victim. We got to stick. Yeah. This is why education is the most important thing. The society, the state cannot be a victim.
I'll take the other extreme for you, too. Okay? You ready for this?
We got about 3 minutes.
Okay. Most cough medicine has all alcohol in it. Okay? So if you take alcohol or medicine or cold medicine, and they want to, but the better one, real quickly, I have a little brother who had a major heart problem, and he had to take digitalis, which is a special blood thinner for heart patients. Guess what was in it? Alcohol. Now you're going to sit there and tell me that because he decides not to take, and he's fine, let's go for it, boys.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to give to anybody with that illness. That's just insane. Let me give out two more numbers to call, the same ones I gave before. I want to drill it through people that we have to get a lot of public pressure on these two entities to get Tom out. It's the sheriff who's holding him, Byron Trapp, 541-682-4150. I'll say it a little slower. The sheriff is 541-682-4150. The Vickers can be reached at 503-234-5334. That's Vicar General Pete Smith and Judicial Vicar Pat Brennan. And the Vickers are the men behind the courts. They're the ones with the real power. Tom's prisoner ID number is 392-3405. That's 392-3405. Tom didn't hurt anybody. He never was going to hurt anybody. They're holding him on his political beliefs and the power he has through this show to bring information to people. You can see how guys like Tom and myself put ourselves at a great deal of risk because they can set you up for almost anything in this world. And we all have weak spots, and we've all made mistakes. But this is something we need to hang together, or we're all going to hang separately. So don't be surprised when the devil comes to your door if you have failed to stand up for somebody else. It's an easy thing to do. Call Sheriff Trapp and the two vicars, the Vicar General and the Judicial Vicar, and require they release Pete. There's no victim to this offense, and they're not even allowing him a bail. I mean, that's obscene. And they were denying him medication, but apparently that's at least coming through. Please support Tom at ResurrectTheRepublic.com. You can find out more about the Courtroom Observers, which is what I, Eric, do, at CourtroomWatch.org. The website is CourtroomWatch.org. Please keep updated on the information we have posted. There's a lot of knowledge up there at both websites. Get yourself educated. Knowledge is power. The only way we're going to beat this is to know what's going on. You heard the real definition of ISIS tonight. Two ISISes. One said an Egyptian fertility goddess who married her brother. The other one said, see Oxford. That's Oxford, where Oxford University and MI6 graduates come out of. And it's locally called by the locals, Oxford, the little shire in England. It's called ISIS. I-S-I-S. ISIS with a capital I. So they named their town after an Egyptian fertility goddess, and now they're putting that name on a bunch of mercenaries that they're claiming are Muslims. And don't believe it. Know that the three-letter agencies, who are the hit squads for the bankers, are behind this. And until we really get some action out of this new administration, I'm going to be very skeptical. We have to hold their feet to the fire. They better do the right thing. Number one, slash the budget to Lockheed Martin. They don't need $17 billion every 4 weeks. End the drug war. Give people the command that it's unlawful. Write an executive order. All private property titles shall be returned to their lawful owner. The county is not going to own your property and kick you out of your house if you don't pay your local commissar's rent. End all the three-letter agencies, and society cannot be a victim. It's a fictitious entity. Never forget that. Teach your kids that. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer from CourtroomWatch.org, sitting in for Tom. ResurrectTheRepublic.com on the RBN Network.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.